Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Yes. Good morning. God bless you. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you and find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Glory to God. We thank God for you this morning. We thank God for you allowing us to come into your cars, to come into your homes. Amen. If it had not been for the goodness of God, where can we say that we would be at this morning? You know, it's a beautiful thing to praise the Lord. It's a beautiful thing to come into his presence with singing and serve the Lord with gladness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. Listen, we just coming out of revival. We had a 3-night, amen, extravaganza at the Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, 2907 Avenue S, where Pastor Harriet Gordon is the pastor, amen, and overseer, Mother Dorothy Gordon. We thank them, amen, for the opportunity to be able to come in, amen, and to be able to share a word of the Lord. And we had such a glorious time. Amen. Folk came out. Amen. Put aside the things that they was doing and coming out and being with us and supporting the ministry. Tabernacle Church of Deliverance is a great place. Amen. Where the anointing and the power of God resides there. And if you're not doing anything, if you don't have a church home, we would like to give you the invitation to encourage you to come out. Amen. To Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. We always wants to give the invitation and greet you in the name of Jesus, where the love of God resides, that the love of God hangs on the hinges. The doors hang on the hinges of welcome and love. And we have to treat one another and be kind one to another. Glory to God, because God had mercy upon us. Amen. Therefore, when that mercy and that grace, amen, that God had bestowed upon us, come on here, it resonates. Glory to God. You ain't have to tell folk, amen, that you're saved, and they can see it by the copy of your life and how you carry yourself. Glory to God. We just thank God, amen, for the movement over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. And I'm still on the spirit. High. I'm trying to come down and contain myself. Glory to God. I mean, I know a lot of times you get tired in your physical body, but something about Jesus and lifting up the name of the Lord just keep on going and inspires you. You know, sometimes you don't even know how you feel, but when you sit down somewhere, you get a little tired. But when you just lift up that name of Jesus, power in the name of Jesus, power, amen, it's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's a newness of life in the name of Jesus. There's strength in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So Mother Dorothy Gordon, I know you're listening this morning. We just want to thank you, amen, once again, amen, for years and years and years ago of this ministry. Glory to God, a ministry that have been around for so long, and I'm so grateful to be a part or associated, amen, with this ministry, with the late, amen, Harry, Bishop Harry Gordon, I had an opportunity to listen to some of the ministry, amen, with this great man of God had preached, amen, with boldness, amen, and with authority, amen, that God have given him, amen, and I just find myself to be, amen, to be reluctant, amen, to come, amen, to be a part of a movement that God is doing. Glory to God. We want to thank God, amen, on this morning. We thank God for Elder Brunson on this morning. I know you're listening, Elder Brunson. God bless you. And we thank God for the hand of God that moved and pressed upon you here in this revival. Glory to God, how God have used you mightily, a man that have been, amen, walking with the Lord for a very long time, as such as I can remember. Glory to God, and you bless my soul, and each and every one of us can agree and touch and agree, and for the movement of God, you miss a treat from the Lord, straight from heaven, amen, that the vessel, amen, and God is using his people right now. God is using his people to get this message across, amen. These signs shall follow them that believe, amen. God is still in the healing business, glory to God. God is still, amen, opening some doors for you. But we must bring ourselves up under subjection. We must bring ourselves up under subjection. We thank God, amen, for the pastor there as well, Pastor Harriet Gordon and all her endeavors, amen. And as she go and ventures out, amen, into the nation. Go ye all into the nations, amen, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and say, lo, I am with you. So we come together and touch and agree on earth as touching anything that shall be given unto you, as my Father Jesus said, amen, from heaven. Glory to God. So go in the name of the Lord. God bless you, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. Amen. Each and every one of the body of Christ, individually, collectively, from Lively Stones Ministry and being a part, amen, of coming over there and fellowshipping. We love you. Amen. Going forth in the name of Jesus. Thank God for my wife this morning. Amen. Milagros Berrius Jones. I thank God for your sweetheart. I know you're listening to as well. We want to also thank God for Sister Karen Hubbard, our program director here with us this morning, sitting in the studio. We are live right now at this hour, right now at this time, down here in Palm City, Florida, 89.9 WCNO, and this Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry. God is a good God, I tell you, and he is moving by his Spirit, glory to God, and he's moving. And the reason why a folk don't know why God is moving, because you ain't getting tuned in into the Spirit of the Lord. You have to get tuned in to the Spirit of the Lord. We're coming off of a revival, glory to God, and I thank God, amen, for that, amen. How many know that the word of the Lord starts with the messenger first? Glory to God. The word of God convicts you first. Amen. God be able to give you a word to say unto his people, the people which are called by his name. And God take great delight in his people, because God loves each and every soul that God have created. You have been created, and you have been brought with a price and a purchase, and you have been created for a specific reason to glorify God. Glory to God. You to glorify him. Let us glorify him. Let us magnify him. Let us exalt his name together. Let us come before the throne of grace boldly. Come on here, that we may obtain mercy from the Lord Jesus Christ. God have held up his end of the bargain. God have done some great things among us. This, the Bible souls declare that what God have done, amen, he have done marvelous things in thy sight. For this is the Lord's doing. And the reason why you're in your situation, and the reason why you're making it through right now, is only because the grace of God have propelled you and brought you into a place, amen, that you will see the veil begin to be, amen, opened, and your eyes, amen, will be enlightened and in tune, amen, with the Lord. we are in the book of Psalms, and as the word of God begins to deal with me, and it jumps out, amen, glory to God, that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. And acceptable in the Lord's sight. The love or the agape love of God. And what has took place here in this era of life that we're living in right now, we go to the book of Revelation. And we find that in that second chapter, verse 4, when John the Revelator and Jesus begin to speak to John, write it in a book. For I am somewhat against you because you have left your first love. Some kind of way between when you was born unto this time, now you have got off track and you have got besides yourself, and you don't show me the love that you have showed me before when I have created you in my own image, in my own likeness. But some kind of way you done got slew footed and you done slowed down in a tremendous high rate. Glory to God. But the Lord is saying that I love you and I want to show you some things, but I am the Lord thy God. And by me being the Lord thy God, you're not giving me, amen, the authority or the authoritative of my majesty and my sovereignty power, amen, that no one, amen, is above God. For see, I am exalted. I'm the one that distributes the gift, amen, unto my children. I distribute the gifts for they can know for who I am, that I am the Lord thy God, and besides me, there is no other. See, folk can put their trust in other things. Folks have put love in other things and desires in other things. And here we find in Revelation, the second chapter, when Jesus began to talk to John and tell him, write it to the church of Ephesus. They did run well at one point, but something that have behooved them and something have slowed them down, and they have got into a place of themselves. They have got into a self place of their own feelings. They are worshiping idols, you know. For I am God. And before the day was, I was. See, and this is where we have to come together in a corporate group, in a setting, amen, in the church. And we come in the setting of the church. See, these signs shall follow them that believe. And the only way a folk is going to be turned from their wicked ways, you got to believe that God is who he say he is. For I am a deliverer. I am the bright and morning star. I am the lily of the valleys. I am, amen, the bridge over troubled water. So when you're walking through the fire, you ain't gonna get burnt because the glory of the Lord is with you. So it's time for you to arise and shine. For the Lord have risen upon you. For all what you're going through and your despair and your distress, glory to God. Because, amen, you are protected. Amen. You are come to the radio station this morning. I come to tell somebody or to remind you, amen, of the goodness
of God. Somebody say, I already know about the goodness of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with someone reminded me, glory to God. The man of God reminded me last night, amen, about the signs and the wonders of God. Amen. Only thing you have to do is believe, glory to God. And with the impartation of the Spirit and of the transport of the Spirit, the anointing, amen, when the hands of God, of the man of God, amen, begin to touch you, it's the anointing, amen, it's like the electricity, glory to God. We need to know and understand, amen, that we cannot, amen, do these signs and wonders, that we cannot walk the good walk of faith, amen, that we cannot, amen, do the work of the Lord God, amen, unless the Lord is with us. Amen. But listen. We have to come into a place of believing who God say he is. Amen. But it has to be clean and pure. Amen. And undefiled. Amen. Consecrate yourself. The word consecrate. I'm reminded, amen, when the children of Israel was just about to cross over to the Jordan. Amen. And the word of the Lord came unto Joshua. And the word of the Lord told Joshua, listen, amen, consecrate these people. Amen. Unto tomorrow, the Lord is going to do some great things among you. But you got to be consecrated. You know what the word consecrate means? It's being making a sacrifice with God. It's making getting into a holy place with God. It's getting into a meditation state with God. It means tuning out everything else that tries to distract you, amen, and take your focus off God. It's a spiritual elevation with God. It's a spiritual productivity with God. It's a spiritual reliance with God that your will line up, amen, with the will of God. Help us, Lord, with our unbelief. Help us, oh God, we can't do nothing, amen, unless we are up under the anointing and the power of God. In the demonstration of the Spirit of the Lord. I'm reminded, the Bible so declares, amen, in 1 Peter, that first chapter, verse 8. He say, whom you have received, amen, glory to God, but you have not seen him, but yet though you believe, but you have not seen Jesus. Amen, we have not seen him, but yet though we believe in all, amen, that the signs and wonders. We believe that he can keep us. We believe that we can rest in the Lord. We can believe that our faith standing sure, amen, because it's found upon the solid foundation of the rock of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord said, amen, he said, I will build my church, glory to God, and I will build it upon this rock, and the very gates of hell, amen, would not prevail against it. It's a corporate group, amen, of folk. It's a corporate group of folk. And the glory of God, the joy, amen, the glory of God, unspeakable joy. This means if I can't say a word, if I can't say a word, you know, it's some people, amen, you know, my sister, Minister Rosemary Bronson, amen, she is physically blind. It's a great testimony. Amen. And we may have her to come tell a testimony here on this radio station. Folk need to hear that. Amen. The Federated of the Blind. But it ain't slowed her down. Amen. She's still going on. Glory to God. I believe that she can testify right now. She'll say she ain't tired yet. Amen. She's been in the ministry a long time. But it is something, amen, about folk can see physical. Some folk can see physical. Amen. But they're still walking in the snares of the devil. They're still walking in the trap of Satan, and knowing that Satan already didn't face, and all Satan already have put a trap there for you, and you just walk right in it, glory to God. But I stopped by the radio station this morning to tell somebody, amen, right now, that you are a child of God. Amen. You are armed and dangerous. Come on here. Amen. You are a powerful vessel. Amen. Glory to God. You can fight this thing. You can go through. Amen. Glory to God. Your fiery trials. Amen. See, a lot of times people feel like, oh, God, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? But, honey, I tell you something right now. If you in God, amen, and you're walking, amen, unto your destiny. If you're walking, amen, up under the manifestation of God. Amen. If you're walking, amen, even much in the anointing of God. And if you're walking, amen, striving for office in the majesty of Jesus Christ, glory to God, you're going to go through something on this spiritual journey that you're going through. Amen. But guess what? Guess what? Listen, you are not alone. God said, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. Amen. Glory to God. He said, when your mother and your father forsake me, I heard the word of the Lord say, then the Lord would take me up. Come on here. I'm reminded when David began to walk, when David began to flee, amen, for his enemies, and that Psalm, that 27th Psalm, amen, divisional Psalm. And the Bible says down there, that 13th verse, he said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. This means that I would have given up hope. I would have dropped out. I would have thrown in the towel. Amen. Because trials and tribulations come upon me. If these folk ain't going to be just a wall. We can't get this way. Amen. We know, amen, that we're going to go through something in our lifetime. We know, but we can go through it because we're covered up under the blood of Jesus. It is better to be in God than to be outside of God. You see, because God controls everything. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory to God. And the world was framed by Him. Amen. And there wasn't anything made that was made by God. Amen. And He created everything. So when this began to articulate that, amen, and really what that means, amen, for I am chosen, you are chosen before the foundations of the world, and you are built, the scripture, amen, for to be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, of Jesus Christ, for Him I live, move, and have my being, for Him, amen, I can take my rightful place, glory to God, for Him, He have showed me something in my life, and I don't have to be fret, I don't have to be weary. The Bible souls declare, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not, glory to God. This means that I can trust in the Lord. This means that I shall live and not die, glory to God. This means that I can walk in the land of the living, and whatever I am going through, there's no trials, amen, nor temptation have taken me such as is coming to man. The Bible souls declare that God is faithful, that He would not have you to be tempted above that you not able to bear. So, baby, you can bear it. Amen. If Jesus bear it, amen, you can bear it. Jesus was, amen, in, amen, the flesh. The Word of God came and dwelt among us. Amen. And he was manifested in the flesh. The embodiment of the Spirit of God. Amen. The incarnation, amen, that He was fully man, fully God. Amen. So by God, by Jesus being fully man and fully God, this is mean. This is an inspiration. This is an encouragement. Amen. To the child of God. This is encouragement to believe it. He bled just like we bled. Glory to God. And we're knowing that we can walk this good fight of faith. Amen. We're knowing where our redemption lies. We know that we are sealed with the Holy Ghost. Come on here. It is the Holy Ghost that's going to keep you. Amen. You know one thing about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. Amen. Something about the Holy Ghost will convict you. You, when you want to do wrong, you ain't no do wrong. Amen. Glory to God. It'll check you. Amen. The Holy Ghost will make you love God. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost will make you, amen, continue to walk this good fight of faith. Amen. The Holy Ghost will bring you into a place. Amen. When folk, amen, is reviling you and persecuting you and speaking all manner of evil against you. You know what the Bible souls declare? The Bible say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Come on here. See, when you was carnal-minded, when folk begin to talk to you and tell you, you're going to try to defend yourself, glory to God. See, but I don't have to say a word. Excuse me, child of God. You don't even have to speak a word. Amen. Glory to God. Because the word that God, that Jesus speak, their spirit in their life. Amen. The joy unspeakable and full of glory. So that way, if I can't say nothing, amen, I can just wave my hand, glory to God. I don't have to defend myself, glory to God. I know who God is in my life. I know where I'm trying to get to. There's a destiny where I'm trying to get to. And I'm not going to let nobody stop me, amen, for obtaining gaining the mark, that I press towards the mark. And everything God have given you, he has distributed gifts. Amen. You are a blessing. You are a gift. You're somebody. Amen. In the Lord, glory to God. And I come to tell you that you're armed and dangerous, glory to God. See, Satan is not playing. He's on the warpath. The Bible souls declare that hell have enlarged herself and have opened up her mouth without measure here. Amen. Going gobble, gobble, gobble all over this earth, glory to God. But us, amen, the remnant of God, amen. God said he will reach up a standard, amen, against them when the enemy comes in like a flood. Amen. When you're trying to bring a knife to a gunfight, amen, glory to God, amen. But we need to know that we know that we know, amen, that recompense of the Lord, and that, and he said that he's coming, and he said that his reward is with him to pay every man according to his deed. And we don't want to let him come, amen, and catch us with our work undone. Blessings and favor shall follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Revival, it been a blessing to be revived. Amen. Means to bring something or someone back to life. And this is what it, amen, when I'm reminded when Lazarus, amen, was dead and his sister, amen, mother, his sister, amen, Martha said, if you have been here, my brother would have not died. But Jesus said, this sleep is not unto death. Amen. But you shall see him again. And she said, I know I see him again in the last day, in the resurrection. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Glory to God. Amen. The restoration, the resurrection. Amen. Amen. Reinstate or reinstate. Amen. Something is reinstated. Amen. Somebody out there this morning. Amen. You have somewhat departed from your first love. I come to tell you right now, you can't find love in an alcohol bottle. You can't find love, amen, and somebody of trying to give you something to make you feel better as far as drugs or anything like that. Amen. Your help is in the Lord. Amen. God will, amen, make you, amen, that vessel. God will clean you up when folk then turn their back on you. God, amen, will take you up then. But you got to believe it. You got to believe that you can be healed. You got to believe God, amen, for who say he is. Amen. You got to believe that he is, and besides him, there is no other. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for this hour that you've been able to join us here. Amen. Lively Stones Ministry with your minister, with Minister Ezekiel Jones, the living stone, amen, disallowed indeed, amen, but chosen of God, a chosen nation, a holy priesthood, amen, that you may offer up, amen, spiritual sacrifice acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ, amen. He have brought, amen, and translated us in this time out to be in transition. You know, when folk go talking about transition, it's like an organization where everything then changed over and they got some new people now on the horizon and they're in transition. They're not where they once were, but this is how people of God is too. Transition. We're going to transition through the church. You know, we're going to we need to be already fully strong and bold in the Lord. You know, already we got a good group of people here. We have same one of the same mind. Amen. We got that like-minded faith of one another. And when we touch and agree, amen, the Bible says that touching anything, when two or three that is gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And let the word of two or three witnesses be established. The word of two, three witnesses. Don't take number two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. This is the word of God. Amen. That word of God forever that is settled in heaven. And God said it. I believe what God said. And this has come by, this come by getting in the word, getting in the scripture. Amen. Allowing the scripture to come alive in your life. Glory to God. That I will walk in them, that I may dwell in the land. Amen. Glory to God. Because he is the way maker. He is the strength. He is Jehovah Massa. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did. God did. Yes, he did. Oh,
We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.